Romantic sissy dating was completely new for Jamie. Jamie woke up to find a flood of men wanting to meet her. She ran some Diva MAC lipstick over her pouty lips and smiled gleefully. So many men to date, she thought happily. A text box opened and a stunning male with green eyes stared straight into her heart. His name was Jason, and he sent a hi emoji. Jamie nearly jumped out of her chair. They chatted for what seemed like a few minutes, but after looking at the clock, was a couple of hours. Then he popped the question, "Can I take you out for dinner tonight?" Jamie could not stop smiling. Well, a girl has to eat, right? They agreed upon a time, and the date was set. Jamie was going out on her first date. It was not just a fling, but an actual date in public. It was then that Jamie swallowed hard. Was she going to go out on the date as the crossdresser or as the male? Jamie knew that she was gender-wise a he, but was he ready to accept that in public? Pull yourself together, Jamie thought. Now is not the time to have an identity crisis. He saw her pictures, so he would see Jamie, not James. Jamie was who she really was. James was the male identity the people at work saw. She pulled up her cutest peach panties and nude thigh highs. Jason was going to be absolutely floored by how stunning this romantic sissy looked when she opened the door. Yes, there would be genetically born women wherever he took her, but his eyes were going to be on her. She was going to be the cutest sissy he ever laid his green eyes upon. The doorbell rang. Jason was early. To be continued. Do you want to be my romantic sissy? This is Mistress Simone, and you can read this at kinkyphonemistress.com and call 1-800-601-7259. Love you, girls. Talk to you soon.